Gentlemen, Simon Tov Reish Chav Tes. We're up to see if you trust the halachas of Nesorim. Interesting Gzeira. Why don't we do Schach made out of wooden beams? Wooden beams. Does it grow from the ground? Yeah. Is this connected? It is. Mekabel Tumah? It's fine. It should be great. So why can't you just take wooden sticks and cover the schach with wooden sticks? Yeah? Should we do that?
There's got to be a certain amount of sun there, right?
Leave space in between. Have you seen a sukkah? Well, have you seen a proper like garage-style sukkah? This is what we're going to be learning now. Very interesting question. Why do we just use wooden sticks? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, see if you trust. Bottom line of page tzadik. Again, that's Simon Tov, Reish, Chav, Tes. See if you trust. V'chein osur lesach ben esorim. Shorach v'nabor. The sorim are wooden beams. Cut wood. So you're not to use cut wood. Thank you. You're not to use cut wood. Shorach v'nabor, which is over 4 tefachim thick. And we'll still see the two reasons, perhaps, for that. Afilo afchon al tzidon, even if you turn it sideways, she'ein bo emabor, so it's like long like this, four tefach, like this. Even if you flip it around like this sideways, that it's not four tefachim anymore, it's not standing on four tefachim anymore, but still, the sides, so now, vertically, you've got four tefachim, still, you don't have to use it. V'im ein bo achvon abor, but yes, if it is less than four tefachim wide, by any dimension, if you've got less than 4 tefachim, it is kosher. I feel meshupim. Even if it is meshupim, if it looks good, if it looks tidy and nice, shidoyim lekelim, then it may look like a kelim. If it's done, it's polished, it's, what's the word? It's not polished. What is it called if you make it?
Treated.
If you mean plain? No, if it's like, if you don't get any, if you don't get splinters.
Sanded.
If it's sanded, even if it's sanded, and it looks great. It looks nice. It looks like it's part of a keli. You could use it as a table now. You could use it as something. If it's less than 4 tefachim, it may look like a keli still, but it's fine. It's fine. But the universal minig is that we don't use any cut wood for the schach. So again, we've learned as follows. They were really halachically what they're making a distinction between over 4 tefachim and less than 4 tefachim. If it's more than 4 tefachim, it's a problem. Cut wood, if it's got any dimension more than 4 tefachim, it is a problem. Whichever you put it. If it's less than 4 tefachim, it's fine. Whatever, even if it's sanded, even if it looks good, it's going to be okay. However, the main thing is you don't use any cut wood. If less than 4 tefachim, we're not going to use them. Now, I say, why? What's the reason? Why is it that it's a rabbinical gzera that we don't use cut wood over 4 tefachim? Says the Mishnah, if cotton mem hay. Because guess what? It looks like a house. Ever seen a house with wooden roofing? Well, that's exactly what it looks like. The chashina we are concerned. Imagine you've got this extension, and you've got the cut wood which covers the sukkah, but it really is a sukkah, but it's made out of cut wood. Nesorim, and you want to use it as a sukkah, but one day. You know exactly, it's the extension of the kitchen. One day you say, now, what's the difference between this part and the part within the kitchen, within the house? And you're forgetting yourself, and you may be sitting inside a kitchen instead of sitting in the sukkah. Because it looks exactly the same, it's all roofed, it's properly roofed. So therefore, it is a problem. So it's called gzeira sticker because shema yeshitach sticker sabai shidoba kol hashana. Ve'uvada epsul, the sukkah marachmano ve'lo epai shel kol yemos hashana. It's got to be a sukkah which is specifically made for sukkahs, and therefore it's possible. Sivkot memvov hofchon al tzidon. If you turn it to the side, it's still going to be a problem. If it's got dimension of 4 tefachim, hainu ayi shalahitel rochvon al sukkah leshkivon al tzidon, but you put it on the side.
Why do you say it's a problem in the sukkah roof? You don't say, well, maybe you get confused and you say the rochvon slightly to the left.
Good question, Rabbi said. You hear the question? Can you repeat?
Why do you say the same with the sukkah roof? You might say the rock outside of the sukkah.
I don't answer that question.
The question is as follows. You have some, although I must say that many sukkah, you're saying about the sukkahs which are part, which are made out of the extension, the extensions. You have an extension, and in that extension you have made a sukkah roof. Now there, sometimes it's done in a way that the middle is where the schach is, and that's the area that you open up, and then on the side it's brick roof. It's a roof. And the question is that sometimes you're allowed to sit under that area as well, but some often not. Now the question is, why don't we make a gzeira similar to what we're seeing now, that, you know, of course you can't sit under the schach, but you cannot sit under the enlarged area, which is not on the schach. So the question posed is that, hey, so if there's an area which you cannot sit under, you should make the same kind of zera. Don't sit down. People may make a mistake. Yes, that's why I said, sometimes you have dofen akuma, that this part becomes part of the schach and you can sit there. But not always. Sometimes it is a bit too far away. It's actually schach posel. Sometimes. Depends on how long the gap is. Interesting question. Is it an interesting question? In an instance that you cannot sit under the roof because it's not considered, this is the doifin akuma, why wouldn't you say that gzera?
Well, the schach is kosher.
The schach?
Everything under in the schach is less than 40.
Yeah, but if it's more than 40 fachim,
that's a problem.
Yeah, so if you have three walls besides that, it wouldn't be a problem. No, it's a good question. I think because you're going to answer it, it's very recognizable. It looks different. Perhaps that's the answer. Over here, we're talking about the roof, looks very similar to the... It looks very similar. And that's why there's a chashash. Do you hear? Here, we're talking about you're making a wall, you're making a roof out of schach, which is wool. Wooden. It looks exactly like... So people are going to easily make a mistake. That's probably the answer. Okay, Abba Isai. Now, the... Now, very interesting sifkot memtez haboisai. So we learned so far, if it's less than four tfachim, four tfachim, then the cut wood is okay. More than four tfachim, it's a problem. Which that is the universal meaning, however, don't use cut wood. Don't go to what's called?
B&Q?
Yeah, and take wooden beams, even if it's smaller, less than 4 tefachim, and cover up the schach with it. Don't do that. Cut wood is no good. That's the minik. Where does that minik... The Mishnah has something to say about this minik. In Sefkot Memtes. Noagush lo lesach. Dilma also lesach binon shalei emoto yocho leiricham. Mishnah says, you know, if you use very tight wooden beams, and you put them on the schach, there is not going to be any way. There won't be any way that the rain is going to go in. It's going to be completely weatherproof, rainproof. He says that will be a problem. There will be a problem. The gzeira, the minik beyond the gzeira tells us this is really important. There is a halacha. The minig is, yeah, Meik Yardin is a distinction between more than 4 tefachim beams, less than 4 tefachim beams. The minig, however, is we make no schach out of wooden beams, cut wood. Why? Says the Mishtibur, because if you make wooden beams one next to the other on top, you know what's going to happen? When it rains, there will not be rain coming in. And what's the problem if there's no rain coming in? The Mishnah says your sukkah must be in a way that rain comes in. And if there's no rain coming in, the sukkah is not a good sukkah.
There's got to be some sort of gap.
Because you can't have it completely closed. If you go to B&Q, you get the right ones right next to each other. It will take ages until it will soak through. You put them right next to each other. If you ask professionals to do it. But you see the difference between the length of time until it's going to drip in, between that and the bamboo? It's incomparable. It's much more permanent. It's much more proper. We are concerned. We're saying now over here, if you put wooden beams next to each other, the sukkah will have a permanent nature, a permanent smell to it. It will have something to it which makes it much more solid. And that's a problem. And by the way, next time... you rains into the sukkah, and you don't know where to go because it's pelting in, and you don't know what to do, and you're putting this and that, and trying to, everything gushing in. You should know that this makes the sukkah into mehudar sukkah. That's what we're learning now. That's the way it's meant to be. You're meant to get wet when it rains, and you're meant to get thing. That's what a sukkah is all about. Because we're learning out here that there's an exera, a minik, nesorim, that if you've got wooden beams right next to each other, the sukkah is no good. The interesting question is, what if you've got mamash no alternative? If you've got mamash no alternative, I don't know how that could be such an instance. Maybe if you could read an alternative, Mishabu wants to say that if you could read an alternative, you could use wooden beams as a schach. So it's not like possible, but yeah, that's what Mishabu says in Sifkot Nun. Yeah. Okay, we move on to see a few tests. Peres aleh, sadni mipnei achamo, oitachter mipnei anesh. Rabbi Yisai, see if your test will seem very familiar to you for a very good reason, because it is very much a repetition of the early seif we have covered already. And the Mefarshim actually question why it's repeated. It's very, very similar to early seif. It's very, very, it's nearly a complete repetition. So if it seems familiar to you, that's a very good sign. So we learned this already earlier. What happens if you spread a sheet under the schach? Because of things coming down into the actual sukkah. Kloema, shiur elun vekesom noshin al shulchanu psuro. If you've got a sheet which is stretched over from one side to the next in the sukkah, in order to avoid things coming down, that invalidates the sukkah. But if you're doing it not for protection purpose, but you're doing it because you want just to beautify the sukkah, we learned that remains kosher. That's only as long as the sheet is in full tfachim of the sach, then it becomes bottle. So we are saying now, if you've got a sach, and within four tfachim, you're putting a sheet right across from one side to the next, as long as it's within four tfachim of the sach, the sheet is, it's kosher. If it's more than four tfachim, it's a problem. V'yesh oim shesukah she'im esuchach eskel chosa, v'yesh sham yiva shesachach, yishro len tach, v'yitia chamosim uvo metzulso, v'peres ala sadin shulet isyabesh, oi tachter shulet yishro olin, kimen shesadin gurim shal yodel tzulso mevo mechosa psulo. Here again we learn that there's an opinion that is more machmir, that says that even if it doesn't matter what the purpose is, not distinguishing between four tefachim or less, if you're stretching it across, it's going to be a problem. Aval, im lo yikim epris asadin al nehagim pnei achamo ve'olin al inoisav ksheiro, ubilvad shiye besoich abo leschach. The condition being, as mentioned earlier, it must be within four tefachim. If you're doing it lenoi within four tefachim, it is kosher. Miu, lechatchilo yase kenelim kenu nikal hakol shemichamim kedei lehagin, o sheshore b'mayim, shaz nikal hakol sheneshore etcher shom al yabesh. Rabbi said this second opinion, we don't pass like the first opinion. Again, and the rule is as follows. Have you got any picture in your... Is there a picture of that?
Yeah.
Let's see what it looks like. This is the four tefachim, or this? Yeah, very good. Very good. Was Abgzeres Nessa, he says anything? Oh, that's what it says. Less than four tefachim. Ah, okay, very good. That's very good. Very good. Oh, wow, great. Yeah? Oh, very good. Okay. Very good. Yeah, so that will be exactly it, yeah. Okay, gentlemen, to summarize, we learned this evening, we learned that we started this evening learning from the Gzeiras Nesorim, what's called generally in the post Gzeiras Nesorim, that cut wooden pieces may not be used for the schach. The reason being because sometimes it looks like it's something which is a kabbal tum. Anything which is four tfachim, any piece of wood which is large and four tfachim, why is posel me'ikradin, cannot be used as a schach, despite the fact that it grows, it's disconnected, and it's not mekabel tumah. But it appears as if it's something which is mekabel tumah. Therefore, any piece which is more than four tefachim wide, you cannot use, disregarding how you actually position it. If it's less than the tefachim mekabel, then it's okay. However, the minhag is, we don't use wooden pieces at any time as chach. The reason being is, because if you condense it, you put it properly on the roof, on the schach, you put it properly next to each other, there's not going to be rain coming in, and that in itself will invalidate, Mitam Domenech will invalidate the sukkah. You cannot have a sukkah which no rain penetrates into the sukkah. This will make it possible to have a sukkah which is so tightly roofed that there's not going to be rain coming in, and thereby the schach will invalidate the sukkah. It's not going to be a kosher sukkah. That is why we don't use wooden pieces. Further, we learned that there is a halacha about covering with a sheet. If you cover with a sheet, as learned previously, your main principle, cover with a sheet, either under or over the schach, you can cover with a sheet, provided that two conditions apply. Condition number one, it must be within four tefachim of the schach. That makes it bottle. That makes it, we can disregard it. Because it's within four tefachim of the schach, a sheet will not disqualify, will be okay. Condition number two is that it's the purpose why you put it there is for noi. If it's for noi to beautify the sukkah, that's okay. However, if you're doing it for another purpose, that may still potentially invalidate the sukkah. So that is the, and again, if it's more than four tefachim away from the schach, that will also invalidate the schach. We'll invalidate the sukkah. Okay, these are halachos for this evening. We will continue Mitzvah tomorrow from Simon, Tov, Reish, Lamed, learning the halachos of Tfanes HaSukkah.